Hello, and thank you for listening to another episode of My Favorite Solutions Podcast. Today's episode is the season's finale of season 3. This season has been really focused on specific topics about, you know, healing wounds and grief and just things that we've been going on in our day-to-day life, because the world is changing. The world is... it's really crazy at this point. And so I want to sum up, you know, this season with an episode that I think everybody can relate to. I titled this one, The New Variant. Stay tuned. When I mean the new variant, I don't mean what they're telling you in the news about Amara Khan or whatever, however you pronounce it, or new different COVID things. When I mean the new variant, I mean the new variation of yourself. Who are you going to become in this new year? You know, we're wrapping up the last couple of days of the year. Who will you become? What have you learned this year or in the last couple of years? What is the variation of this, of yourself, that you're going to take into the next year? As I've told you before, life comes full circle. What we tend to do is make the same or similar decisions, talk to or be with the same or similar people, do the same or similar job, get into the same or similar relationship, make the same or similar health decisions, and so on, because life generally comes full circle. We make adjustments, or sometimes we completely change. But at the end of the day, life does come full circle. And each year we try to improve, we try to get better, we try to create a new variant of ourselves. So the question is, what variation are you bringing into the new year? Are you going to continue with a negative mindset, if that's what you're going to? Are you going to continue kind of being in a situation where that's not my problem, I'm not going to worry about that, or kind of that carefree mindset? Or are you going to adapt to what is actually going on and become the best possible version of yourself? Because I still believe there is a window of opportunity to become the best possible version of yourself if you have a foundation of purpose, a foundation of who you know you should be. And if you have that, as you've heard me say multiple times, the sky is the limit, or there is no limit. So what is the variation of yourself that you're going to bring into the new year? Are you going to allow people to change that version of you? Are you going to be influenced by family, by friends, by a relationship? What should you do? I'm here to tell you, be yourself. Be the best possible version of yourself, no matter what. People will always find reasons to say, you ain't do this, you ain't do that. People will always point out the negative in you. People will look to make you feel bad, to kick you in your own butt, to just say, you know, you ain't doing this. And we especially get that from our significant other, whoever we're talking to. They will find ways to point out what you're not doing. And then you overthink, and it is something that kind of drives you into a negative mindset. And I'm here to tell you, block out the noise. Don't worry about what your parents might have said about you and said you ain't gonna make it. Don't worry about what a current or ex-relationship might have said about you, said that you ain't never going to be this, you ain't never going to find somebody like me. You do this and this and that, and this is why you'll never be happy. You don't worry about none of that. None of that stuff matters. Be the best version of you. And what I really want to do for a second is focus on my men right now. We have to become better leaders. And the way we do that is refill our positions. We have abandoned our posts, and we must refill our positions so that we can be the best variation of ourselves. And we do this by becoming complete. And I'm going to show you how to become complete next. As a man, it's simple. To become complete, you need that right woman to complete you. And when I mean the right woman, I mean a woman that's there to support you day in and day out. The woman that believes in what you're doing and is going to basically ride or die with you. Not these fair weather women, not these women with the list of complaints, not these women that are willing to leave you at the drop of a dime, not these women that cheat on you, not that lie, that toxic, create the drama. No, the woman that is truly destined to be with you. If you're lucky, you'll meet one of those women. If you're blessed, you may meet multiple women like that. That is truly the right woman for you. How you find that person? God only knows. Because I don't know. But you'll know when you find her. When you find her, she will be your peace. She will be your completion. You will feel like I am on this earth not only to provide and protect and affect the world, but for this particular person. This is the person that I am on this earth to make things better for. And that's how you know when you quote unquote find the one. So as men, we must get back into that place, understanding where we need to be and how we need to lead to fully be the best version of ourselves moving forward. We must continue to build our households. We must continue to build our family. And we got to do better. We want to see better. We want to change the world. We as men, we got to do better. And that's just a tangent based off of my personal feelings of what things I've been seeing. But in the whole, let me kind of rein it back in. You have to become the best possible version of yourself in the next coming years if you want to survive. My last episode, I talked about changing or adapting. You must adapt to the situation. In the world in general, financially, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, you must adapt in a positive way. Negativity, toxicity, people that hate on you, people that lie, those people gotta be removed out of your life. Whether it's a 20-year relationship or somebody you just met, you cannot afford to have toxic people around you. This is the key to building the new variation, the new variant of yourself. So going into what I think is could be the most important year in everybody's life into 2022, find the best variation of you. Look over the course of your life. Examine your highs, examine your lows, and find what you was the best and build on that. And that is the variation that you will take into the new year. That is what your foundation that you will build on and to become the very best version of you. And as you build on the best variation of you, you will become stronger, you will become wiser, you'll become more wealthy, you'll become more happy, you'll become more stable. If you make the right decisions, life will be better for you. Won't be great. Won't be perfect, but it will be okay. And it will be at a place where you can tolerate and you can move forward. So to all my listeners, stay focused. Be the best you you can be. And next year, be your best. Be your best variant. Block out the noise. Be the best you. Thanks for listening this season. Stay tuned next year, January, mid-January. We have an all-new season 4, and we'll continue to talk about the major topics of this world. Happy New Year, and thanks for listening.